in Accra. And I just want to tell you that I think community radio is the best thing in the world, and I hope you're loving every minute of it.
Early Electromix is a series to document the history of experimental electronic music from the 50s to the 80s. Pioneers who paved the way for what was to become techno, ambient, electronica, and most of what we are listening to. Essential Culture on air every Tuesday from 11 to 12 a.m.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Belle and Abigail of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Raymond Pignone reports for Columbia Green Media that construction could begin early next year for a new building for the Greene County District Attorney and Greene County Public Defender. On October 18th, the Greene County Legislature approved issuing $25 million in bond anticipation notes and spending $3.8 million in cash from unexpended fund balance to cover the total $28.8 million cost of the Greene County Justice Center. The building is going to be on the site of the former Greene County Sheriff's Office and County Jail on Bridge Street behind the Greene County Courthouse in Catskill. Parking garage will be on the first floor of the new building. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that Scott M. Ellis Elementary School Principal Peter Mahan is taking a month off, and I quote, due to an unexpected health need, end quote. Joseph Lopez will be taking over as interim principal of the Greenville School. In 2009, Lopez retired after 21 years as elementary principal in Ballston Spa Central School District. Superintendent of Schools Michael Burnett said, and I quote, I am confident that Mr. Lopez will make a seamless transition into the role of principal and continue to provide the strong leadership that our school community deserves, end quote. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that after voting unsuccessfully twice for Jim Jordan for Speaker of the House, House Representative Mark Molinaro now says he supports an alternative solution. Molinaro, who now lives in Catskill, voted for Jordan, who continues to say that the 2020 presidential election was somehow stolen without presenting any evidence. Now Molinaro has had enough, saying, and I quote, we have been without a speaker for nearly 2 weeks, putting on hold priorities like fighting inflation and securing the border. At the same time, we have witnessed savage attacks against our ally, Israel, which threatens to destabilize the region. We have to get back to governing, end quote. Now Molinaro wants interim speaker pro tempore, Representative Patrick McHenry, to have more powers to reopen the House and conduct business until January. Molinaro said, and I quote, as we work within the Republican Conference to elect a permanent speaker, I support empowering Speaker Pro Tempore Patrick McHenry on an interim basis. Time is a luxury we do not have, and this will allow us to get back to governing, end quote. It took Republicans 15 ballots to elect Kevin McCarthy as Speaker in January. While Steve Scalise has already taken his name out of consideration, Jordan has lost 2 votes. On the third vote, October 20th, Molinaro did not back Jordan and did not vote for McHenry either. Instead, he voted for Lee Zeldin, who does not hold any office now and lost as the Republican nominee for governor last year. Jordan failed again to win enough votes on the third try. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the Donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now, here is your WGXC Weekend Weather Report. The National Weather Service in Albany is forecasting rain for today, with a temperature high near 59 degrees and a northwest wind at 6 to 13 miles an hour. Tonight, rain is likely before 8 p.m., then a chance of showers after 8 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 46 degrees and a west wind at around 14 miles an hour, with gusts as high as 24 miles an hour. On Sunday, there will be a chance of showers. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 51 degrees, with a northwest wind at 13 to 18 miles an hour, with gusts as high as 29 miles an hour. And on Sunday night, a slight chance of showers before 2 p.m., with a temperature low of around 41 degrees and breezy. And on Monday, it will be mostly sunny, with a temperature high near 55 degrees. And that is your weekend weather report from WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Heidi Nielsen of Long Island City, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You know, I was listening to the radio, and I heard this thing!
90.7 FM. Listener-aided and abetted radio.
Number
10.
10.
10.
10. 10. 10. 10. 10. Thank you.
Thank you. That's the Remembrance Quintet, including Daniel Carter on reeds and Luke Stewart on bass, with Whirlwind from their 2023 album, Do You Remember?
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine.
Nine. Nine. Coming to the Half Moon in Hudson, Baba Commandant.
Thank you. from the 2023 album Murmurs and Whispers. That was Kopeck's PG6 with I Have a House.
Number 7.
Next on the WGXC community radio station, we're going to hear from Gary's Dream, a band based in the Catskills, with a new album out in 2023. The band consists of Aviva Sky on vocals, Shelby Serrano on drums, Wesley Harper on keyboards, and synth, and Ryan Serrano on guitar. Here is the band Gary's Dream and their song To the Moon on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number 6.
On Thursday, September 28th, Catskill's Reckless Eric performed at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. WGXC regularly has webcasts and broadcasts of shows there, and we have a recording. Here is probably Reckless Eric's most famous song.
When I
number
five.
Next up, we have 2023 new music from local band Jaded Azurides. That's Columbia County poet Karen Schomer and legendary bassist Mike Watt. Here is the song Songed from their 2023 release, Number Six.
In the blue motel of sleep, on the purple beat, a hand touches a piano key. I dip beneath layers, deep layers of voices, emerge into a hallway. Closed doors of bedrooms, brass knobs with mechanisms designed to stop me. Rooms with mothers and fathers, sofas, rugs, mantelpieces. The complete Yale Shakespeare, surprising heaviness of small blue books. Whisper to the books. It is fortunate that I touched him in the blue motel of sleep.
Number
four.
2023 new music from Hudson-based band Babehoven there. That's songwriter Maya Bon and collaborator Ryan Albert in Babehoven.
Number
three.
Next, we hear 2023 local music from Aaron Dyer from the band Buke and Gace. This is a collaboration with Stargaze. The song is called Define.
Injection. Basic sound.
I like you. I like you. I like you. I like you.
So-called injection of the air into the esophagus. Immediately afterwards, you will hear the basic sounds formed.
Number
one.
Oishi potato tabetai na. Oishi kukari.
That was 2023 new music from Japan's Food Man with Peachy Peachy there.
Laughing on the radio once.
Dark.